Watch, new video shows struggle leading up to deadly Minnesota shooting by Border Patrol agent. By Randy Clark on January 24, 2026. A video circulating on social media shows a new angle on the shooting that occurred in South Minneapolis on Saturday morning. The new video shows the suspect attempting to push an agent away from two protesters, later grabbing and pulling at one of them. Within seconds of Border Patrol agents struggling to subdue the suspect, shots ring out. Despite the deafening sound of whistles being blown to disrupt the agents from performing their duties safely, at least one agent can be heard on the video screaming, "Gun, gun, gun," before approximately 10 shots can be heard. The video continues with several protesters in the crowd yelling, "What the F percentile hash did you just do?" The video was posted on X by Dropsite News. The account associated with the post identifies as an independent news site located on Substack. The video matches an earlier video with the shooting taken from a different angle. The newly released video taken by a protester on the scene shows the moments before the shooting, where the suspect appears to be attempting to direct traffic in the middle of the roadway. According to the post by Dropsite News, the suspect is a legal observer. However, that information has not been corroborated by authorities. Before the shooting begins, the suspect, wearing a brown hooded jacket and a black ball cap, appears to be attempting to keep protesters out of the roadway. The dialogue between the suspect and protesters cannot be distinguished due to the loud whistles being blown and profanities being shouted at the agents. Dueling press conferences were held shortly after the shooting by the City of Minneapolis and by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. During Saturday's DHS press conference, Border Patrol Chief and Operational Commander for Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Gregory Bovina, began by saying that federal law enforcement officers have been under constant attack for weeks. "This morning was no different," Bovina added. According to Bovina, agents in Minneapolis were engaged in an immigration enforcement operation targeting Jose Herdachima, a criminal illegal alien whose arrest record includes domestic assault, disorderly conduct, and driving without a valid license. The unidentified suspect approached U.S. Border Patrol agents while in possession of a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, according to Bovina. Chief Bovina went on to say the suspect violently resisted as agents attempted to disarm him, resulting in the suspect being shot as agents feared for their lives and the safety of fellow officers. As reported by Breitbart Texas, Minneapolis officials held a press conference in which Mayor Jacob Frey made no mention of the suspect carrying a weapon. In that press conference, Frey was joined at the podium by Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara and the city's Emergency Management Director Rachel Sayre. From the start, the trio of city officials acknowledged they had few details of the shooting but were quick to condemn the federal agents involved in the shooting of the armed man early Saturday morning. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.